This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. And this week on Ask the Doctor, and we've been doing it all month long, we've been focusing on Melanoma Prevention and Awareness Month. May is the month set aside for doing that. And we have Dr. Jeffrey Lim with Optum Dermatology joining us. He's also a Mohs micrographic surgeon. And we're talking about melanomas. The first thing I think that people need to know is that can melanomas be prevented?
Certainly. There's many different ways that we can prevent melanoma, and that really relates to our exposure to ultraviolet radiation. And that nowhere is that more prevalent than the sun, especially here in Colorado. So a couple ways to do that. Obviously, seeking shade when appropriate, remembering that the sun's rays are the strongest in midday, so between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. One little rule of thumb is that if your shadow is shorter than you are, seek shade. The second thing is wearing protective clothing. So long sleeve shirts, pants, wide brim hats, and sunglasses. And sunglasses shouldn't be overlooked because of the risks to your eyes, cataracts, etc. All of that is extremely important when you're talking about ultraviolet protection. And then sunscreen is an obvious one and one that's talked about commonly. It's interesting that sunscreen has kind of had some cautionary flags around it, specifically with regard to chemical sunscreens, meaning those that rub into your skin and are retained in your skin and absorb that radiation. The difference between chemical blockers and physical blockers are that physical blockers are those that contain zinc and or titanium. And those metals reflect the sun's rays, and that's what kind of gives you the Tin Man sheen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that if you're using, yes, exactly. So if it's important that you're using sunscreen, you're looking for things that say broad spectrum on the label, that have protection from both ultraviolet A and B rays, and that you're reapplying every 2 hours, even on cloudy days, and certainly after swimming or sweating.
Mm-hmm. And then also, it's not just a summertime issue, because snow, the reflection from it, can also cause this same sort of exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, reflection is not what you would expect in terms of the highest intensity from the reflection from snow or water or ice. It's actually the highest reflection is at dawn and dusk. Because of the angle of the sun that's reflecting up. It's harder to reflect whenever the sun is right over your head. So, that's why all times of day you should be cognizant of your exposure. And you mentioned, Shannon, that this is a perennial thing, and that never has that been more true in the age of tanning beds. Mm-hmm. Tanning beds have unregulated ultraviolet radiation, and they're certainly in much, much close proximity compared to the sun's rays. And so, if you want to use a sunless self-tanning product, definitely use a sunscreen with it. But those spray tans are much safer if you have to go that route compared to the tanning beds.
Well, a wealth of information. Dr. Jeffrey Lim, our guest on Ask the Doctor during the month of May, May being Melanoma Awareness and Prevention Month. We urge everyone to be aware of melanoma and how to protect yourself, first of all, prevent it, and then once you do have moles developing, to catch them early, keep a close eye on those. And we are very glad to have had with us Dr. Lim, and this has been Ask the Doctor on KRDO's Morning News.